So guided by our seventh Unitarian Universalist principle, the interconnectedness of the web of life of which we are a part, in our Earth Center sources, we reflect on this web, we reflect on how we are connected, we reflect about our identities as humans and our place in the world. I was first introduced to the term deep ecology by Joanna Macy, who describes it as our interdependence with all life, as a philosophy and a movement with the potential to free us from outmoded behaviors that separate us from nature. Deep ecology calls us to examine the basic and ethical premise informing our views and attitudes towards Mother Earth and the whole of creation. It challenges both sociological and theological frameworks that might constrict our ability to develop a sustainable sense of self rooted and informed by interrelatedness. So deep ecology goes beyond ideas of reformation and the treatment of the symptoms. Rather, it leads us towards profound change in our own consciousness, a transformation in our relationship with other species. Deep ecologist Zhang Seed teaches us that as we liberate ourselves from notions that would alienate us from the rest of creation, we begin to get in touch with ourselves as mammals, as vertebrate, as a species recently emerged from the rainforest. He says, as the fog of amnesia disperses, there's a transformation in our relationship to other species and in our commitment to them. This is more than an intellectual process. I am protecting the rainforest develops into, I am part of the rainforest protecting myself. I am that part of the rainforest. 10,000s of years of imagined separation, and we begin to recall our true nature. The change is a spiritual one. It is a deep one. The ecological self emerges to counter ideas of sacrifice stemming from duty or moral exhortation. Rather than attempting to convince people to be more responsible or to have more concern for the environment or even to preach as environmental justice, on environmental justice as a moral issue, deep ecology informs ourselves so that the loving care of Mother Earth flows naturally from a deep sense of interconnectedness, of oneness, where the protection of nature is the protection of ourselves. Earth Center religions and spiritual traditions openly share their wisdom with us, be it the shamanic traditions of South America, Africa, or Old Europe, or the rituals of the goddess of pre-patriarchal cultures. Their teachings are alive today and reaffirm the value of that interconnectedness, the relationship that we have with plants, with animals, and even rocks. So despite attempts to erase this earth-based wisdom, the voice of the goddess is always speaking and always re-emerging, perhaps in the wings of a hummingbird. In Buddhist tradition, Vietnamese Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh calls this interconnectedness interbeing. In the Buddhist tradition, bodhisattvas are being filled with compassion for other beings all the time. They are aware that there is no such thing as independent individual salvation. So when a bodhisattva reaches, finally, the gates of nirvana, they turn back. They turn back to re-enter samsara, the place of suffering, in order to minister to all beings until each blade of grass is enlightened in what the Buddha calls the dependent co-arising of all things. Interbeing is the work that reconnects, the compassion that flows naturally as we become aware of our interconnection. Both our pain and our power arise from that interconnection. It's not a power as domination over, but a power with. Yes. When we make common cause on behalf of the Earth community, we open not only, we're not only open to the needs of others, but also to their abilities and their gifts. None of us alone possesses all the courage, all the strength, all of the endurance required for the great turning. All the resources we need arise out of our interaction as we commit ourselves to a common intent for our common faith. This is the nature of synergy, the first property of living systems. As parts self-organize into a larger whole, capacities emerge which could never have been predicted and which the individual parts did not possess. The weavings of new connections brings new responses and new possibilities into play. The process one can feel sustained and is sustained by currents of power greater than one's own. The phenomenon is similar to the religious or spiritual concept of grace. Whether restoring a garden or cooking in a soup kitchen, there is a sense sometimes of being supported by something beyond one's individual strength, a sense of being acted through this empowerment. It seems to come through those for whose sake one acts. In the last unprotected groves of redwoods, young activists weather the cold, rainy winter and police violence as they perch in the trees that they are trying to save from illegal logging. Their endurance, they say, is not their own, but bestowed upon them by the great beings they seek to save. They say they know we're here. The trees, they give us strength. Beloved, we have received a tremendous gift to breathe, to be alive today, to have the ability to make choices and participate in the healing of our Mother Earth, to make the great turning to a sustainable society possible. May we allow the spirit of life to work through us and among us, to transform us into bodhisattvas of the trees, of the waters, of the air, of every blade of grass. Let us feel the air flow through our bodies right now like a blessing. As we breathe in and feel the air that connects us with all beings in a vast exchange of energy with the living body of our planet, with seas and plants and hummingbirds. As you breathe out, we release the tensions of the day. Let the breath cleanse and open us. Extend our awareness deep within to feel grace, energy, hope, interbeing. It is all around us, sustaining all the bodies in this room and outside the window, weaving us into the web of life. We are such a jewel in this vast net. We are being called into being. The melody of a favorite song is taking place right now, shaping our spiritual landscapes. Let us open up to the pulsing of the web, its murmurs, its whispers, shaping us as it shaped all these hummingbirds, all the pelicans, and the mockingbird, and the deep diving trout. We are of it. We are part of it. We are the universe. We are one.
Blessed be, and Amen.